Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, September 20, 2011. Israeli settlers continue assaults against Palestinian civilians and their property in the West Bank as a United Nations meeting nears. Details in the following report. Stay tuned. Israeli settlers attacked numerous locations in the West Bank on Tuesday, causing damage to property and inflicting injury to some residents. Two young men and a journalist were wounded in afternoon clashes between Israeli settlers and Palestinian youth in the village of Eastern Asira near Nablus. Clashes erupted when young men from the village attempted to stop the invading armed settlers. Arif Muhammad, 14, was hit with a bullet in his back, while the journalist Ayman An-Nubani was hit with a rock in his chest. A couple of hours later, Imran Omar, 18, was hit with Israeli settler bullets. The three were evacuated to Rafidi Hospital for treatment. Settlers set fire to the garden of one of the houses when they threw a tear gas bomb at the house. Palestinian civil defense and firefighters managed to put the fire away. No injuries were reported. Members of the We Refuse to Die Silent campaign, who document the settler attacks in the West Bank, said that 40 settlers took part in the attack, but they fled the scene as more young Palestinians gathered to stop their attacks. In the meantime, dozens of Israeli settlers gathered in the surroundings of the northern West Bank city of Jenin, while Israeli soldiers beefed up their presence at the Dotan checkpoint near the town of Ya'bad, west of Jenin. Eyewitnesses reported that settlers were getting ready to invade the town, however, Israeli soldiers prevented them. In Qalqilya, Israeli settlers set fire to a 23-acre olive orchard. Palestinian firefighters managed to put the fire out, however, it caused serious damage to around 400 trees. Settlers have also organized several marches to protest the Palestinian statehood bid at the United Nations. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will submit the Palestinian request of full UN membership to the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in New York after he concludes his speech to the General Assembly on Friday. On the ground in the Palestinian-occupied territories, several Palestinian villages and cities organized marches inside their cities in support of the Palestinian statehood bid. That was just some of the news from Palestine Today. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hussein Kassis and me, George Rushmawi.